This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guests this week for Around Montgomery County is Melanie Shear and Kyle Cameron from the Angel Tree Project in Hillsboro. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tobin.
We are here to talk about the annual Angel Tree Project in Hillsboro. And Kyle, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Angel Tree and what this is.
Every year, the Angel Tree helps needy families in the Montgomery County area that go to the Hillsboro School District. And they provide the children with basically an outfit of clothes, something educational, whether it's a coloring book or a book to read, and then probably usually about two toys.
Okay. Melanie, give me a little history here. How did this project all come about?
Well, Angel Tree has been going on for many years. I don't know the complete history, but I know different groups had started it, and over the past probably 15 to 20 years, it's been passed on throughout the years. And about 3 years ago is when Kyle and I got it and have basically just kept running with it.
Okay, so this has been a long-time tradition for Hillsboro, for the Hillsboro School District, or for the city of Hillsboro.
Yeah, it's changed a lot over the years. Probably the last 3 years when Melanie and I took it over is when we took some big things and changed it.
And tell me a little bit how this program works, because there's trees that will be on area businesses in Hillsboro, and then take it from there.
Well, to start at the beginning, applications go out. Families are notified that you can pick up applications for Angel Tree. It's based on a need basis only. So families can come to either Salvation Army or their school to pick up an application. And once they get it, they fill it out, tells, you know, why they need the help and then what actually the child needs and wants. And then from that point, they get it verified that there is a financial need for that. The only people, the qualifications for being on the Angel Tree program is you're on free lunches, CEFS, WIC.
Or the link card.
Or the link card. And so from that point, they get it verified, and then it gets turned into us. We try our best not to deny any child as long as they meet the qualifications, live in the school district, you know, and qualify on one of those needs. And then from that point, we do a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and we put trees out at different locations. And with the little angels on it that has the child's age on it. And then at that point, citizens from throughout the community can go pick an angel. And once they do that, they get the little information about their angel and how old they are and the stuff that they need, which is usually clothing, you know, that type of thing, and the things they want, which what kind of toys they like and stuff. And we ask that the community members, you know, buy the stuff for them and then bring it back to us, and then from that point we get it all ready, and then it's distributed to the families.
So this is the individual goes out shopping, grabs the stuff, they return it to you. You don't actually take the kid. This is completely anonymous. You don't know who you're shopping for,
right?
Other than what he or she would like to have.
Yes,
yeah, the age and sex.
Yes,
of the child, and whether it's a male or a female. And it's really important that we do get the community support. We also take monetary donations for if we don't get all the angels picked off of the trees, which did happen last year, then we take that money and we would go buy the things that those kids that were left that didn't get picked needed.
Sometimes a person who picks an angel off the tree doesn't get, like, everything that the child has requested, and not as in everything, but we try to get it, like Kyle had said, a complete outfit and then a couple toys. So there are times where we do have to go and pick up another item or something for that child to make sure that their bag is filled up.
There's the case of if the siblings, one person's got one sibling, they've got a very, you know, they've got their shirt, their socks, their underwear, their pants, a book, and two toys, and then the other child's got two or three things. We'll take that money and balance the bags out so that both the kids on Christmas morning have the equal amount of things to open up.
Is there, during the application process, is there like a monetary limit on what maybe the person grabbing the angel can spend or what they can request for?
As far as requests go, we make sure that it's extremely reasonable. We look at it and say, if your child is in need, we want you to be fair to the people, because the people that pick those names, they've also got their own families they're taking care of. So we know that this is all an appreciation and to help those kids.
Yes.
So we make sure that it's not an unreasonable request, that they're fair, smaller amounts. And
And usually with the people who pick an angel off the tree, we usually say $40 to $70 is a good amount to spend, but we understand that not everybody can do that. So, you know, any gift is appreciated, you know, and, you know, some actually do more, you know, and stuff too. So it's basically, you know, as a need. We get a lot of groups who actually, like church groups and community organizations, who pick angels and then go and buy for them too, and that is always a great big help.
I think
help.
That would be the best way to go about it too. If you get like a group of three mm-hmm. individuals that go shopping, because, I mean, let's face it, the economy is tough on everyone.
Yeah.
That could help make an individual or kid's Christmas even more enjoyable.
Something else we're encouraging is, instead of, you know, having an office Christmas party where everyone has those little 5 to 10 gifts where you really can't get something nice for someone anyway, everybody's got what they need. Everybody pitch in, put that in, and get some things for one of the kids off of the tree. You're going to actually help a child who is otherwise not going to have a Christmas, and you're going to do something nice for those kids. And it's not going to hurt, you know, you or your family to do that, because it's a little $5, $10 thing. But if you've got 6 or 7 people in your office that go together and do that, you're going to make a really nice difference for a child.
Tell me a little bit, the amount of kids that have applied for Angel Tree. In the years that you guys have ran the project, has it gone up over the years?
Slightly. Yeah, it gradually goes up a little each year. You know, last year we were very lucky and all the angels did get picked off the tree, which was a first. But we're expecting a little harder hit this year, you know, coming off of all this financial issues that everyone has and all. But
so it has kind of gone up just but slightly.
Yeah. Okay. And we've also tightened our qualifications, which kind of knocks a few, you know, off, but not very many. It's because we want to make sure that the kids that are most in need, not that, you know, could yeah. otherwise get some other assistance, can get it.
This in no means is meant to be an add-on for anything that families can already provide. You know, this is for the kids, the families who I cannot buy anything for my child unless we go without this or go without that. You know, this is strictly, you know, absolute need type thing. It's not about how many gifts can I get my child.
Right, right. Kyle Cameron and Melanie Shear are our guests. We're talking about the Angel Tree Project in Hillsboro, and thoroughly enjoying our conversations here, and we're kind of running short on time here. Melanie, as you mentioned before, applications are out right now for those wanting to participate, correct?
Yes.
And then?
Applications are available for pickup October 8th through the 29th. That's when the final date is due back, and they can get those at Beckemeyer Coffing School, Hillsboro Junior High School, or Salvation Army. And then the trees go out to the locations on November 5th. That's when the community can start picking angels. And then by November 30th is when the gifts are due back. And then we'll do our magic. And on December 12th is when the families come pick them up.
The locations of the trees, have they been figured out yet, or is it pretty much the same places as they've been in the past?
Pretty much the same. Fusion, Threads, Alco, Roger Jennings.
So just be on the lookout, and that will happen on November 5th. Anyone seeking more information regarding Angel Tree, what's the number that they can call?
They can call me, Melanie Shear, at 532-5457.
Or they can call Kyle Cameron at 851-3037.
Ladies, it's a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Melanie Shear and Kyle Cameron from the Angel Tree Project in Hillsboro. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Toba Dott.